What's up, everyone? I guess John is opening this episode for us.
I'm trying my best.
Surprise! We have our very first guest on the Potty Talk podcast because Maria is out of town and we just decided to give Carly the week off.
Oh, I thought Carly was also having some issue that kept her out of town.
Maybe. I don't know.
Okay, maybe. Sorry. Maybe that was a secret. I don't know.
No, I don't know. I don't know. I think this is a good episode for you and me, just because...
We'll see. I don't know.
Well, let me introduce the episode, I guess.
Okay, go for it.
We wanted to really get into health and fitness a little deeper than Carly Marie and I did in the second episode. And I felt like no one better than you, because you're the one that got me into this. And you are obviously... athletic and work out yourself and just very just a bit. Not really.
A little. I don't know.
Got you. But I did, years ago when I first started Instagram, I did a blog post about the what not to do when you're trying to lose weight. And then it did so well and people really liked it. So then when I started doing YouTube, I did a YouTube video about it and people loved that.
Was that back when you were besties with, what was that girl's name?
John, we're not doing that right now.
What was her name? These people want to know.
No, I know, but I'm not using a name.
Oh, they'll know.
It was another
fitness influencer
that I, yeah.
Well, they
can creep. You can creep all the way back on my Instagram if you want to figure out who it is.
I just remember her name.
Do not say it, please.
Okay,
we'll bleep it out.
Wait.
Yes.
Are you actually going to bleep it out if I say it?
Yes.
You're going to make Alex really bleep this out.
Yes.
If I say, I'm going to bleep it out.
Oh, my God. Oh, yes, it was during those days. I did a YouTube video.
Yeah.
About what not to do when you're trying to lose weight. And I felt like it's a good podcast episode just because I feel like so many people overcomplicate health and fitness in general, but especially like weight loss and diet. And we get so in our head, and I'm getting ahead of myself. We're going to break it all down, but let's do a little intro. The people are meeting you for the first time on the podcast.
Sure.
My husband, my business partner, and...
I don't know if we're married. I don't have a ring.
Personal chef, yeah. John has lost his ring two times?
So
in last month?
I do all of the cooking, and I don't like keeping my ring on when I'm handling raw meatballs. Or as the kids say these days, no ditty. So I take
sense.
It off.
Yeah.
And I keep it in my pocket, and then after I cook, especially if I'm cooking a lot, I want to take like a shower. So then I just, whatever clothes I'm wearing, I just take off, usually throw them in the hamper, go do that, and then...
So it's in the laundry somewhere.
I'll find it eventually.
It'll pop up. That's usually what happens.
Yeah.
But he's single for today, apparently.
I'm single until then, though.
I've actually been married 5.5 years now. Together, almost 11.
Damn.
That's crazy. It flew by, genuinely. We've grown so much together.
We'll be dead soon.
We'll be dead soon, pretty much. It's next. Tell us a bit about you. I feel like, I mean, obviously people kind of know you from just following me, but not everybody. And
probably not.
I'm sure a lot of people...
I take pride in no one actually knowing who I am.
Yes, I know. I tried to get John to take a photo with me on our 5-year anniversary trip to Puerto Rico, and he wouldn't.
I just hate pictures.
I know. And I'm trying, I feel like I'm pretty good about respecting the fact that you hate social media, but I also am like,
I don't hate social media. I have no interest in posting.
Yeah.
Like outside of my political campaign, failed. Political campaign.
Let's talk about that.
I mean,
let's talk about the blessing in disguise that it was.
Yeah, I mean,
John ran for state rep in 2022.
Something like that.
It's all blur. Black it out now.
It's traumatic. Don't talk about
and,
it.
And yeah, it was just,
no, it was completely fine.
Yeah.
The race ended up being much closer than I had anticipated.
Than anyone anticipated.
Well, yeah, than anyone anticipated. 25 votes.
25.
Thank God, though.
Votes. I know.
Oh, my God. I think I felt a little depressed just because the person I ran against did absolutely nothing.
Yes.
And is genuinely like a bad person.
Yes. and was out for blood at every
just
every
constantly
chance.
Talking
yeah.
shit.
And you saying, never went oh negative. Gosh. Saying yeah. sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No, I was just saying, and you never went negative. You were never
no.
speaking poorly and it
not
was,
publicly at least.
Right.
Yeah.
Which is I mean
the respectful yes. thing to do. I was trying to just keep it clean.
Right.
Yeah. yeah. And the amount of people who like even locally still don't understand how little that individual has done for them as their state rep, because spoiler alert, I'm still in this world, but I'm working at a multi-client lobby firm, so I'm very much embedded in this day to day. Yeah, that person, if people are actually paying attention, that person literally is an awful, awful representative for them. But it doesn't really matter because Lansing has some very influential, like the Lansing region has some very influential members who, you know, make up for that member being the way that they are.
Yeah. Just a shame they could have had someone who actually...
No, thank God. Thank
for
you,
but shame for the people,
thank
I think.
Thank you, yeah.
But, yeah.
Yeah, thank God.
'Cause you, well, first, before you got offered the lobbying position, you got offered the school district job for
yeah.
the program. So talk about that.
Like, a week after the election, I get a call from the superintendent from Lansing Public Schools, and he's this very direct, blunt guy from Brooklyn with an accent, all that, and I'm not gonna, if I could do accents, I would do it. Alex, can you do accents?
Alex yeah, just hop in here.
He says he can't do accents. And he just calls me, he's like, oh man, it fucking sucks that you lost. He's like, but he's like, you said you were going to do shit, you want to do some shit for the kids and that you cared about the kids and the community and all that because you're from here. He's like, what were you going to do? What do you want to do? What can you do? So then I proposed what is now called the Lansing Student Development Program. Literally as it is, like everything that was proposed that day has pretty much come to fruition. So we created a program that's after school. It's completely free. We have tutoring for the kids every day through Michigan State. We have free food and snacks, homemade meals, actually. It's a partnership with the Greater Lansing Area Food Bank and their volunteers, and they cook it all over at Cristo Rey in the kitchens and bring it over to the kids to eat every day. We have basketball training, soccer training, volleyball, pickleball, yoga, art, strength conditioning,
which is where we work out. If you,
which is where we work out. Yep. So there's no, the weight room that was in there before was
nothing,
a shell
yeah.
of what it is now. It's like a beautiful, beautiful weight room now. The kids have access to this. Kids in Lansing and the Lansing area have access to all of these resources completely free
mm-hmm.
year round.
Then
we have some pretty good partnerships like Michigan State, University of Michigan Health.
Yeah. And it's full pretty much. I mean, like you have a lot of kids coming.
We're pretty much at capacity, but for summer that increases because we can utilize the outdoor space. But
right.
it just gives kids a safe place to go consistently. It allows them to build relationships and we're helping them to build habits. All of this, right? It's mm-hmm. it's all focused on habit development. So I wanted to call it a development program and not like a training program. Like we're working to help them develop habits that will be beneficial in all aspects of life.
Right.
So
yeah, not just athletic skills.
Yeah.
You know. But yeah. again, that's
yeah
important so, and valuable.
For sure. And it goes back to like one of the things that I say all the time and have been saying, because I've been working with kids in this capacity for 13 years now. You know, I tell kids all the time, you know, you got to change your habits or change your goals.
Mm-hmm. Like
something has to give. So also helping kids to understand that you can want to do something, but there's a path and there's sacrifice that's going to, you know, sacrifices are going to have to be made
mm-hmm.
for you to be able to become the person that you want to be. For a lot of these kids, that's, I want to go to college. I want to have a job that allows me to, you know, pay the bills. Like I'm sick of not being able to. You know, go to the grocery store and, you know, get what we want. I'm sick of not having my own car. I'm sick of this or that. And it's like, there is a path, there's a way, and you can get there, but is it going to be instantaneous? No, right? Are there going to be shortfalls? Absolutely. Is the path going to be linear? Almost never.
Right.
So it's getting them to accept that and buy into that. And once you understand how that process works and what it looks like, and that it's unpredictable and continuously changes, you can navigate that space better. And if you can do it for, you know, school, or you can do it for basketball, or you can do it for volleyball, or you can do it for soccer, you can do it for anything else, right? Mm-hmm. You develop that fortitude, that perseverance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a great intro to literally the entire topic today, because...
Oh, is it?
I mean, yeah.
I know.
Oh, tell, when... I don't actually think I know this. When did you first start working out, lifting in middle school, high school? Was it because of basketball that you got into that? Or like,
I mean, I didn't actually ever take it seriously until I got to college. Larry will say I started in high school just because he used to make us go in, but it was like the very old school. It's, love Larry to death, but it was like what I try to convince and beg our coaches in the district to not do. They're like, you know, pain is gain. Like, go in there and just, you know,
as much weight as you can,
bench as much as you can, and squat as much as you can, and just, it's just so, and try to do these Olympic lifts that, you know, you don't have the form or technique down for, and just like, it's like,
don't get hurt.
And that's what, and those are the kinds of things that I was doing in high school, and it was terrible.
Right.
It was a bad idea.
Right.
It's a very bad idea. Shouldn't have done it. I wish I would have had.
So dangerous.
Yes. I wish I would have had access. Like, if I had access to the resources and like the weight room that we have at the facility, all for free, it's just.
I know.
Oh my gosh. It's such an advantage. And we tell the kids all the time. I mean, we even have, I tell a lot of these kids, especially the ones who want to play like basketball at the next level, for example, because we have Mike Garland, who is an old coach. He used to coach Michigan State. Thomas was best friend. He's at the program like 3-4 days a week. So I'm like, please. I was like, Mike, talk to this kid. This kid wants to do, like, talk to him. Like, help them to understand what it takes.
Right.
And help them to understand the resources that they have here. Like,
not to take them for granted.
Exactly. They don't they don't know that so many doors can be opened just by the people affiliated with this program.
Right. Truly.
Truly.
And I mean, it's good for them to learn it earlier in life.
100%. It makes it so much easier. And then a lot of kids get delusional also as they get older.
Especially, I feel like, as they improve a bit, and then they feel like their ego and their confidence is like through the roof, and then they're like, I'm good, I don't need to train.
Or it could just be the people that you surround yourself with, like big fish, small pond sometimes. Funny story real quick. A few weeks ago, one of the kids was bragging just because he's like, oh, you know, I'm so good. Like, I'm too good to play with, you know, these younger kids. I need to be playing with, you know, the older guys. And Josh and a bunch of the other trainers have open gyms on Wednesdays. So Wednesday after the program, we have runs, which is a basketball scrimmage for people who
I didn't know, so I appreciate that.
basketball terminology. So it's like an open gym. Like, it's a scrimmage where you come and, you know, you play 5-on-5. And the kid came and played and he couldn't do anything. He couldn't even dribble in the game. And I was just like, and afterwards I could just tell by his body language, and I didn't play even, but I was just like, a little bit harder than you thought, huh? And he was just like, yeah. He's like, man, he's like, I've been killing my friends. But I'm like, yeah, but your friends can't walk and chew gum. Like,
right. So the competition is,
yeah,
just
it's
totally
just, it's
different.
Not even, it's not to be mean, it's to keep people grounded.
Yeah, realistic, right? With your goals.
Yeah, just have a little bit of humility. And the other thing we really try to emphasize is, we want to help you guys reach your goals. Like, it does no good for us to spend all this time with you guys trying to develop you for it to not lead anywhere beneficial. Like, it would make your life better and make your family's life better, but it would also make our lives better. Like, the reason I've done this work for so long and did it for free, never charging or never making money off it for 12 years mm-hmm. is because it's such fulfilling work.
Mm-hmm. It's fulfilling for you and just invaluable for these kids. You know what I mean? They, like you said, they don't even realize how
and
valuable
how much,
this is.
How much all the trainers and stuff care about them, because it really is. It's mm-hmm. a village. It's a family.
Right.
So weight loss.
So weight loss. Well, I had like some little intro things too, but
yeah, go for it.
We well, 420 was this past weekend, not that you partake anymore, but
yeah,
we all know I do, and I just hung out at home, laid in bed, got high, you cooked, we had we had like every kind of, not every kind, that's dramatic, but like every kind of Mexican dish. We had tacos, we had burritos, you had a bowl, I had a quesadilla. All weekend we just went like straight Mexican, which was perfect for 420.
Yeah, I was loving it.
Yeah, me too. We also recently got a Costco membership, so we're Costco people now. And we went.
Yeah, I still don't know how I feel about Costco.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. Huh. I didn't love the, or maybe just not our Costco, because the accounts I follow.
That was a business one. That was for like.
I don't know if that's a business
restaurant.
One. I don't know.
It's what it said in the Did caption. It? Yes. It was like, it was, yes. Go look back at it.
Well, that's the Costco I was hoping to find.
It's like whole goat carcasses hanging in the freezer.
And just like better cuts of meat. Like I was pretty disappointed in the cuts of meat that they had there. Mm. The prices are good.
Yeah.
Have a second fridge.
Yeah. If you have, yeah, exactly. We got there at, it was like 9:45. We thought, I don't know when I thought they opened, but I did not think it was 10 a.m.
Yeah.
And so we were just like laughing in the car that we are like the old people waiting for the store to open, like sitting in the car, can't wait to get in. And then 10 minutes before they opened, everyone was swarming by the doors. Like it was literally Black Friday.
Yeah, they let them in eventually. They let them in
a couple
early.
Minutes. Yeah, a couple minutes. But they were waiting there for a while.
Weird.
It was so weird. I was like, I think I was a little high too. I was like, what is going on? Why is everyone so excited to get in Costco on a Monday morning?
Maybe they know
at 10
something
a.m.
that we don't know.
Maybe. Maybe they, yeah, they got some
like we missed out
sale
on something.
Or, yeah, right.
I don't know. I just know that I'm happy that we can, of all the things, happiest about Perfect Bars.
Yes. Perfect Bars are a great protein bar. Yeah,
I just wish they had, I also wish they had better milk options. And I wish they had like an almond milk option that was solid. Like Malk really is.
Yeah.
An excellent almond milk. It's just
so
wildly overpriced.
Yeah.
Just like Perfect Bars at Whole Foods are wildly overpriced.
Most things at Whole Foods probably.
It's like $12 for 4 bars and it's, what was it? 12
15?
Bars for 18.
Oh, 18, yeah.
Or 18 or 19 or mm-hmm. something at
yeah.
Costco.
Worth it for some things.
I don't even know how that works, but... I'm grateful for that.
Yeah. And then we watched Baby Reindeer.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Oppenheimer.
Oh, well, I partially watched Oppenheimer.
I watched Oppenheimer.
John watched Oppenheimer. He really liked it.
It was excellent.
Yeah. I need to watch the last 2 hours because I am just notorious for falling asleep during movies.
Yes, you are.
Every time. But I know that now. I knew I wasn't going to make it through that. So I was kind of planning to rewatch it the next day or pick back up. But I haven't. But we watched Baby Reindeer and... did not know what to expect going into that show at all. I think I watched the first couple episodes without you, and then I was like, okay, John would like this. I need to watch this together. So we rewatched them. Okay, well, this is before I knew how
keep
dark
going.
It got.
No, I just keep going.
Okay.
We'll talk about it.
Okay. But it was just, one, it's based on a true story about this guy who has this stalker, and she's like a middle-aged woman. But she's like nice, but then she's just crossing a bunch of lines, and it's just a really complicated, and you have to watch obviously the whole series to understand.
Did you say spoiler alert?
No. What did I spoil?
I don't know, but I feel like you're going to.
No, I'm not going
anything?
To. No. Okay. I'm just saying it got a little darker than I thought, but it was just a really well done show, and it's a true story, and he plays himself, which it's just mind-blowing to relive all of that trauma in that way. Like, acting, literally, you are acting it out again. And I
might be cathartic in a way, too, though.
That's, yeah. I could see that, I guess.
He did it.
Yeah.
I mean, he chose to do it.
Yeah. I'm sure it was triggering.
I don't think someone, like, forced him to.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
But anyways, I thought it was a really well done show.
Yeah. It was wild that...
Are you spoiling it?
Small spoiler.
Okay.
Like, the thousands of messages...
Oh, yeah.
...she would send wasn't enough for the police to be like...
You're fine.
And they're like, hey, you're going to be okay. And
yeah.
The person having a history of stalking and assaulting people.
Right. Yeah.
Strange.
Yeah.
I was like, that's...
Why... Yeah.
Terrifying.
Right. Yeah. Oh. Side note, I think I saw Harry Styles had, like, a stalker that... He just had to file like a, but it was like right after I had watched this.
It's
like, oh God,
for being beautiful.
Right.
It's for people who have no sense of humor. It's not his fault for being beautiful.
Oh, I appreciate that.
You gotta be careful with this generation. I say it like I'm 80.
You're still a millennial.
I might as well be 80.
Old soul.
I hate that term.
Oh, I'm so sorry. What do you prefer?
Nothing.
Okay.
Just focus on something and someone else.
Okay.
I'm going to be here in the corner.
All right. Well.
Also, last thing about Baby Reindeer, the Fleabag comparison.
Oh.
Don't compare it to Fleabag.
John loves Fleabag.
Don't compare it to Fleabag.
I don't know. I kind of get the vibe of like editing style maybe, but I feel kind of hypocritical doing this episode right now because I haven't worked out all week and I feel like I just keep going through like.
That's part of the problem.
Waves. I know. What?
No, it's just part of the problem. People
what problem?
The unhealthy relationship to working out and weight loss and the amount of times I hear people say something like, I haven't worked out this week, I shouldn't eat that, or...
Oh, I'm not justifying it that way.
I know, but it all falls into the same...
Yeah.
It's like all in the same little boat to me.
I feel you. Yeah. I'm just saying it because I feel like I've been kind of inconsistent and I feel like that just comes down to like a discipline thing, you know, which is...
Yeah, and a lot of times it's just my schedule as well.
But that's the thing. Like, I could definitely work out without you.
Maybe we can work out tomorrow, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Okay, let's do it.
I was planning on doing at least three of those days.
What helps you stay motivated? To work out.
We were going to ask.
Yeah.
What helps me stay motivated to work out?
Yeah.
It comes and goes.
Yeah.
I feel better. The generic, I feel better when I work out, but I do feel better when I work out. I like feeling stronger. It feels nice to look good naked.
Appreciate that.
I don't know. I think those are probably my main reasons.
Yeah.
And then also so I can interact with the... also so I can play sports and when I jump and run and, you know, make contact with people in contact sports, I can
move,
handle that
and
stay balanced and, you know, perform at a decently high level for an old man.
I feel like it's just funny because I expected kind of around that answer, but I feel like for girls, it's just like, so I literally wrote down...
I want my butt to pop.
Well, yeah. But I just think physically, like that being a goal, physically is so hard to start out. You know what I mean? Because that takes so long. So you have to build the habit and like the discipline of exercising, you know what I mean, first. And then I feel like the physical goals are more... easily attainable, maybe. I don't know. Not that you can't like work towards that from day one, but I just think, like you said, you feel better afterwards, and I think that's just like a more powerful way to keep with it.
It's a more sustainable way.
Yeah, that's a better word,
I feel like. But
yeah, so for my bullet points for getting motivated to work out if I'm in a slump or just kind of in general, I guess, actually, but one is just coming up with a plan and having something written down in front of you that you know exactly what you're doing. You don't have to walk in the gym and walk around every machine and try and figure it out in the moment and then do a couple things and leave.
Yeah.
I feel like having a plan is just so helpful. This is very girly, but having a new workout outfit.
Yeah, hell yeah.
It really does help, though, I feel like.
Yeah, it helps me, too.
Says John in his painting pants and hoodie at 7 a.m.
Those pants are beautiful.
They are. A work of art, honestly.
I know.
So a cute outfit or just putting effort into appearance at the gym, which I feel like if you work out early, when I work out early with you, it's hard for me to care because I'm just like, I would just rather sleep and wake up and throw something on and go.
And you record all of your stuff too.
Yes. So, which is why I feel like I should put more effort into it. But
you have to put more effort into it. I mean, you don't necessarily have to.
You don't have to, but when you're looking at it from like a business aspect, it makes a difference for sure. Like
maybe
the aesthetic
of
a video.
Maybe it would be more relatable if you just got out of bed
and just went in a t-shirt.
What I see when I wake up and you just go knock your shit out like that.
I mean, I haven't been wearing makeup the last couple weeks.
Stop.
But
you know what I'm saying. You literally have to do your hair before you go to the gym.
I have. When I go early with you, I have not been doing my hair.
You've been brushing it at least.
Okay. That's not doing your hair.
That's doing your hair.
Anyways,
like get out of
good,
bed and just go.
Look good, feel good, perform well is my motto I just made up on the fly. But genuinely, I think I just, when I feel ugly and look ugly, I'm just like, I want to get this done and go home. And then if I like feeling confident, then I'm, especially when I'm recording, obviously, yeah, I have another vested interest in working out. And
yeah. Is keep it simple on there.
Getting motivated to work out?
Yeah, I mean, just in general. I feel like people overcomplicate working out.
Yeah. That's the point of this whole episode, is kind of like, this is just like a side note. I just wanted to like give some little ideas of how I stay motivated if I'm in a slump.
Yeah.
Like right now. But kind of like we already touched on, one was reminding myself of the benefits and how good I feel afterwards. It's literally on here, but you already hit that. So move on to the next one. The next one was signing up for a new class, trying a new gym, just a new form of exercise, taking a friend. That was, I feel like, huge for me when I first started lifting, because you got me into it, but you were at U of M and I was at MSU. Mm-hmm. So we obviously weren't together every day, but I went with my roommate every day and we lifted.
Annie?
Yeah.
How's Annie doing?
I don't know. I need to check in on her. But it was just so helpful, especially when you are navigating a gym for the first time, especially on a college campus, just obviously my nerves, whatever. But if you like mess up and just, you know what I mean? Or you don't know how to set a machine up and you feel like everyone's looking at you, which they're not, but I think it just helps.
But they could be. That's the other thing. Who gives a fuck?
Yeah.
Fuck them.
Yeah.
The type of person that cares about that.
Right.
Honestly needs a hug and some love, and their mom didn't spend enough time with them as a baby.
Well, shit.
Seriously, though.
I know, but I felt that way before.
What?
Just if I'm navigating a new gym, I don't know where to go.
I'm saying the opposite. I'm saying people who
are judging,
fun of people,
okay,
and
yes,
judge
yes.
people
yes.
that are struggling in the gym or in life in general.
Right. Yeah. Not someone you want in your life anyways, so.
I mean, or just someone who's going through some shit and needs some help.
Yeah. That's probably more accurate than we even think about.
Yeah. Love and hugs.
Love and hugs to everyone who's a douche at the gym.
Yeah, but that's also one of the things that we talk to the kids about. They're learning, especially at a young age, because, I mean, we have kids as young as, well, fourth grade, navigating that space. They're learning how to navigate it now.
Right.
So when they grow up, they will always know how to navigate that gym space.
Yeah.
Is there something in there?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, nice. What's in there? Water?
Water. I just wanted to look cool, like I'm drinking coffee.
Alex, you gotta cut that out. Nobody's supposed to know.
They weren't supposed to know. And then my last one for getting motivated was just creating a new playlist or a new or like a podcast.
Just listen to David Goggins.
I have no idea who that is.
Oh, good. It's not a bad thing. He's just super intense. He's basically like, you're being a bitch.
Oh.
Stop. Get over it. I used to be fat. Then I was a Navy SEAL. All I ever did was make excuses. I should have just shut the fuck up and did the work. And now I'm the toughest man in the world.
Yeah, I did, which I see his point, because a lot of times there are a lot of excuses that hold people up. You know, they think they put in the effort that should have gotten them where they wanted to go, and it didn't. And so that's like their reason. Or, you know, there's just always an excuse why someone can't do something. So trying to decipher like the excuses from actually giving yourself grace, you know what I mean? Like if you do need a day off, and because rest days are important.
For sure.
So.
Yeah, I think that's why it's so important to make it a part of your lifestyle.
Right. I mean, you have to.
If you just set these goals of whatever, you're going to reach the goal or not reach the goal. And then what comes after that?
Right.
You get your dream body. Now you have to maintain your dream body.
Right.
What toll?
Right.
Does that come at? There's a mental toll to that. There's a ton of discipline to that. Usually it involves, well, I guess it depends on what your dream body is, but a lot of these people want to have like barely any body fat. Like that's extremely difficult mm-hmm. to maintain. Like,
and even like the bikini girls and the bodybuild, like that is very unhealthy yeah, for them to even achieve for the show.
For sure. It's not sustainable.
No.
And it's, yeah, it's difficult. I mean, I think I've been as low as like 4 or 5%.
Just crazy.
Body fat.
In college?
Yeah. And
I don't know if we mentioned, but John played basketball at U of M for 4 years and then went to University of Florida. So
for
just saying
school.
That. Yeah, for grad school. Just saying too. You've trained with some of the best and obviously.
Yeah. And then
learned a lot.
Played professionally too. Yes, so yeah, I mean. Yeah, it takes a toll.
Yeah.
I think I was injured. I was injured a lot more back then too. But then, I don't know, you're doing a lot too.
Right.
Yeah.
It's an aggressive sport.
Yeah.
So let's move into what not to do, which we've kind of been touching on a lot of these. What's what not to do when you're trying to lose weight? My first one was...
Don't diet.
Yeah. I think I briefly talked about just like fads in our last episode and just how, again, it's not sustainable. Like just figuring out a good balance for you is because it is a lifelong thing.
Just get on Ozempic like everyone else.
Fuck it. Let's just all get on Ozempic.
Get on Ozempic.
Yeah.
It'll be fine.
Anyways, my first one was focusing only on cardio, which I feel like is so common. And I feel like cardio can feel like such a good workout because you sweat so much and your heart rate's going. And that's pretty much it. But as opposed to weightlifting, sometimes there's lifts, especially upper body, that I do that I'm not sweating at all. You know, but it doesn't mean that's like a wasted workout. So
I rarely sweat in my workouts anymore. Well, I would say like 3 of my workouts a week, I don't even sweat.
Yeah. So I think using sweat to gauge what's like a good workout, and I know it feels good and it feels, maybe just go in a sauna, maybe stick to weightlifting and then check out a sauna if you really want to sweat. I hate sweating. I don't know why people love it so much. Ugh. Yeah. Focusing only on cardio. And I think the reason why I love weightlifting so much, and a lot of people love weightlifting and just resistance training in general, is that when you are breaking down those muscle tissue fibers to build muscle, you are burning calories for the next 48 hours after a lift. And cardio, you go for this run, you burn the calories, and then you're done once you're done. And lifting, I feel like it's just, you can eat more because your food's going towards building this muscle and you're burning calories for longer when you lift. And the more muscle you build, the easier it is to burn more calories. And it's a science. So if you are eating more than you're burning, you're going to gain weight. Like that's just literally how it is, unless you have obviously some health.
But there are also like numerous factors that go into burning calories. Like the majority of your calories are not even burned during exercise.
Right. Right. Yep. Like you're resting.
You burn calories just being
living.
Alive.
Yeah. Like if you laid in bed all day and did nothing, you would still burn. I think I looked it up one time, was like 1,300 or 1,400 calories a day. But yeah.
Yeah. So when people are like, oh, I ate 2,000 calories, so I need to go burn 2,000 calories.
Right. Yeah. No.
That's not quite how that works.
No. Yeah. Please don't do that. The next one I had on my list was neglecting protein. And I feel like this is something I learned when I started tracking macros. And I don't track macros anymore. If you don't know what that is, your macronutrients are your carbs, your fats, and your protein. I have actually a macro calculator on my app that you can put in all of your information. It'll
go download
out.
It right now.
Go download it right now. I was going to plug that at the end too, but we'll get there.
You need structure in your work.
You need structure. You need a plan. Yes. I can help.
You need a friend. CC Mwah. Fit.
She's here for you.
She loves you.
She loves you all. No, but genuinely, this is kind of like you were saying, it's a very rewarding job, especially like not just helping people lose weight, but helping people find the balance and finding exercise that works for them and makes them feel empowered. And
which is what matters most. You should try out a bunch of things. Like, yeah. I haven't touched weights in like 6 months.
You did the other day. I saw you for the first time in a long time.
Oh, for the heavy carries?
Yeah.
Yeah, just to carry. Mm. People underestimate how good of a workout it is to just pick something up heavy and just walk around.
Yeah, it kills my forearms and my grip. Yeah. That's the hardest part for me.
Yeah.
But which is why I need to work on it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Grip strength, core strength,
yeah,
all of that. Yeah, but I'm mostly lately crawls.
Yeah.
And handstands,
yep,
cartwheels.
Okay, I think I was mid thought about the macros. Oh, neglecting protein.
Oh,
when
sorry.
I first, that's
damn,
okay.
Good memory.
I have it written down.
That helps.
But when I first started tracking macros, I quickly realized I was eating so healthy when we were living in Florida. I ate so healthy, probably the healthiest I've ever eaten. And I still was not like gaining muscle. I wasn't dropping fat how I wanted. Like I looked good, but it just wasn't, I wasn't reaching my goals and I couldn't figure out why. And it was because I wasn't getting enough protein. I was eating a lot of vegetarian meals too at the time, just because, I'm not saying that's unhealthy.
Remember, I went through 6 months and I do all the cooking. Went through 6 months when I was in Florida. I did 3 months vegan, 3 months vegetarian.
Well, maybe it was around that time then.
Yeah.
Yeah, it probably was.
Yeah.
So when I started tracking macros, I was like, okay, I'm severely under eating on protein.
You and me both.
And I remember you, when I first started tracking macros, you always made fun of me that I needed like so much protein or something. And I was like, I'm just doing what the calculator says.
You're right. But I was also uneducated at the time. I'm still uneducated.
Well, we're always learning new things.
For sure.
Especially you were in college. You never had to worry about
that. I was stupid ripped.
Literally.
Yeah.
Protein obviously helps towards building the muscle and just helps you stay full longer, I feel like, too. And so I was really overeating on carbs. And then when I adjusted it, started eating more protein, kind of cut back on my carbs. And I didn't cut anything out either. That was like, I don't ever want to cut out foods that I love. And
you discovered,
I feel like,
Jenny's down there.
Yeah.
Brambleberry crisp.
Brambleberry crisp for $12 a pint.
Dude.
Jenny's ice cream is
And we were so,
so good.
We were so poor.
So poor.
And we were like, $12? Like, why is this ice cream so expensive? And this was 2015, 2016.
Yeah.
So it's like, why is it? It just has to be incredible. And it was
and
incredible.
And it was. What is, I don't think it's $12 now, is it?
No, it's like $8 at Whole Foods. Okay. If you go across the street to Foods for Living, it's a little bit cheaper. And they have more flavors.
That's surprising for a smaller store.
Yeah.
How did we get on that tangent? I didn't even smoke tonight.
Dude, I feel like I haven't smoked in months. And I feel like I'm fried all the time. Just from exhaustion.
That'll do it to you.
That'll do it.
Shit.
I don't know where we're going with that.
Something on the protein and
shopping.
Oh,
going
you were
to
saying.
The store, maybe.
I didn't want to cut out any certain foods. So I was just, limiting carbs.
Oh,
increase
yeah.
my protein. And I got super, super lean. For the first time ever, I was like, holy shit. Okay, I think I finally figured it out. And then, and I just, that's goes for if you're trying to lose weight, if you're trying to build muscle, I think prioritizing protein is important. And I think we, as a community, society, probably undereat more than we think. So I think even if you don't want to track macros, I think just calculating them just to see kind of where you should be eating is really helpful. And then you can kind of eyeball things easier so you don't have to live. And I mean, if you have had an eating disorder, that obviously macros could probably become another form of that very easily. So just be careful. But
it'd be difficult.
Yeah.
I mean, or just keep it really basic. I would say for the majority of time, cut out processed food.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's it. Cut out processed food.
And prioritize protein. Yeah.
Cut out processed food, prioritize protein, and don't put a time limit on it. I need to lose this amount of weight in this amount of time. It's just do that. Change your habits, right? Yep. Make it become a part of your lifestyle. Same with working out. People are like, I hate doing this, but I need to find a way. Like, find a way of working out that is fun for you. Yes. It makes it way more sustainable when you're looking forward to it. Like, I wake up in the morning excited to go work on cartwheels and handstands and
I'm laughing, but he's seriously not kidding.
And crane rolls, and I'm excited to do that.
And it looks fun for you. I'm happy.
I'm having fun. I'm having fun. And then I'll get sick of this. I've been doing this for a few months. I don't know, like 4 or 5, 6 months, whatever. And I'll get sick of this, and then I'll go back to lifting weights.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, or you can do a blend of all of it. You know what I mean? You could have like Mondays, Tuesday, or like Monday, Wednesday, you lift, and then you could do like a cycling class or like spin class. Sorry, I don't know. I mean,
cycling, spin. I would never do it.
Pilates.
But, yeah,
I would try
Pilates. A lot of people hype up Pilates.
Pilates is very trendy right now, I think.
Is there even a Pilates studio?
No,
I feel like Alex would know. Alex, is there a Pilates studio?
I don't think there is, but we could probably go to like Detroit or Grand Rapids, and there probably would be.
For sure.
Some. Okay, let's keep going down our list of what not to do. You kind of hit some when you were like listing them off, but skipping meals. And I say that because it seems like you should be losing weight because you're barely eating, but you're probably eating all your calories at the end of the day, and then your metabolism's slow, so your body's not burning those calories, and they're just, your body's just holding them. And I think that can also happen when you're in a deficit for too long, which I was in. Once I figured out macros, we went to the DR, and you were playing down there for a bit, and I know that. Because obviously he was there to play basketball. It wasn't like a vacation. We were not in Punta Cana on the beach. We were in the center of the DR.
I mean, I guess there were teams that were in like resort areas, but I was down there. We're probably there for what, 2 weeks, 3 weeks? Mm-hmm.
2 weeks.
Before I was just like, I got to get the fuck out of here.
You were there for 3 weeks. I think I came down a week after. Yeah. We were in that hotel room. I mean, when you were traveling for a game, I was in that hotel room by myself all day. I did not leave the premises. I didn't leave the room.
Don't lie. Don't act like you didn't get picked up by that taxi driver who had two Presidentes and one in each hand and was drinking and driving with his knee and was asking you and what's-her-face if you guys wanted to drink.
Okay, that's
welcome to Dominican Republic.
Yeah, that's the only away game I think I went to, or maybe one of the only ones. He got lost. It was raining.
And he was drinking.
Yeah, he was literally drinking the whole time he was driving us, like an hour away. Okay, so yeah, it was either that or I was alone in the room. And I remember I recalculated my macros when we were there because I wasn't working out every day. I was just laying there. So I was like, okay, I'm not burning like anything. So I was eating maybe like 1,300 calories a day while we were down there, like very severely limiting my calories because I was like, oh, I'm not working out, whatever. And then we went to Atlanta, and then I was working out a lot there. And I remember I think I came across reverse dieting, just like that term. And I was like, what is this? Why would I do this? Whatever. And maybe it was also like the dangers of eating in a deficit for too long. And so it kind of like hit me because I wasn't making progress anymore. And I was fucking starving. Like I didn't feel good. So then I was like, okay, maybe I need to slowly implement more food. And I did. And I got lean again, but it was like, looked like a healthier lean. Like I was actually building muscle finally. And it was just so good for me. So
you still probably need to eat more to reach the goals that you've shared with me.
Oh yeah, I think so. Yeah, I think I'm under eating on protein probably.
I've been trying to convince you for years, but
I know.
Just change your habits, change your goals. Yeah. I tell it to the kids. I say it to everybody.
Yeah.
Say it to myself.
That's why I think you're helpful on this episode, because all the things all the excuses that I make are like, which some can be valid, but some are not. You see right through them and you're like, okay, well, what do you want to do? Like, what's the goal?
Yeah. Or
do you
want to achieve it? Goal.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, or change your goal. Change the habit.
Yeah.
Or change the goal.
Yeah.
Cool with either.
I have been gaining weight though. I don't know if it's muscle because I haven't really been working out super consistently, but I'm finally eating enough that I'm like,
you're getting a little thicker. Weight.
Yeah. And I've been trying to do that. So
good job.
Thank you.
Keep it up.
I'm trying.
I know. I just wish you would let me train you.
I know. I'm almost there, maybe.
I just need, I just want to see like 6 months. Just see.
I know. That would be such a challenge. It, you're just going
to. And if you hate it, you never have to do it again.
6 months.
Whew. 6 months. I think it'll be fun. We'll do cartwheels and crawling.
You know, I'm almost there. You've been asking me that for a long time, but I think I'm almost ready.
Okay.
I need to get in like cardiovascular shape, which I know that would get me there, but I need to like
surprisingly, get myself it there. It really does. I rarely sprint anymore besides like sled pulls and pushes. And when I go out and play, I am in better shape than every single person I play with, like cardiovascular shape.
Very impressive.
And I do not run.
You kind of hit this one too, but the last couple I have were, which I'm reframing this again, what not to do when you're trying to lose weight, checking the scale daily or even weekly, and giving up after like a month.
Yeah.
Just because.
You should delete Instagram too.
You think so?
Well, everything except for Christine Capron and Body Talk. Yeah, probably. Too many comparisons.
Yeah.
Too many people looking at other people and not understanding where they are in their journey or
yeah,
what they had to do to be in that position or if it's even healthy or if it's even real.
Yeah.
Sometimes you have no idea and people just constantly compare themselves and that person's younger than me and they look like this and blah, 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 blah. It's just like, you got to stop.
Yeah.
You got to stop.
Yeah, it doesn't, there's no value in it. Like, it's not going to help you or benefit you in any way. And
no. I mean, unless it motivates you. Some people, it motivates very rarely. And usually, yeah. It's more of like a toxic.
Right. That's what I, yeah. That's
exactly motivation. What I was gonna say.
But
this episode was brought to you by Ozempic.
But
are we going to get sued by Ozempic?
Probably. Most likely.
Alex, are we going to get sued by Ozempic?
Oh, my God. So
don't was take my Ozempic. It's for people with diabetes. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, but just checking the scale is I think honestly toxic if you, because the only reason you're checking it is to probably see if you've lost weight, and especially if you're weightlifting, you're not gonna see that scale drop. Very, especially at first, it's going to be really slow because you're going to be building muscle, and that weighs something. Obviously,
it's just deceiving.
Yeah, it's just very deceiving, and I don't think the scale is accurate or helpful. Honestly, maybe like once a month. That's like the most frequent I would ever.
Unless you're getting like a life insurance test.
Don't do it at all. We don't even have scale yet. I haven't weighed myself unless I go to the doctor or anything.
I don't.
Like that.
I don't know the point.
It doesn't really matter.
No, it doesn't matter at all.
And fuck the BMI scale.
I'm obese. So.
Exactly. Exactly. And yeah, just obviously this is, I feel like, a given, but just giving up after a month. I mean, because it's hard. And I think you just have to.
People. So what you, if we're going to talk about that, we have to talk about people get really worked up and excited.
Yeah.
And it's easy to be emotionally driven for a short period of time.
I think it's like motivation versus like the habit.
Yeah. And you see it. And that's why we focus on habit development with the kids all the time. You see it with kids all the time. Mm-hmm. Basketball season gets over. It didn't end the way that they thought it was going to end, or volleyball season or whatever it is. And they're super motivated to get better and make sure that next year is not like this. So they work out really hard for a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks. And absolutely burn themselves out because they have not built up their capacity for work.
Right.
You have to build slowly, right? So if you've never worked out 3 days a week, 4 days a week, don't be like, I don't look the way that I want to. I'm going to go work out every day.
Right.
Not going to work. 6 days a week, not going to work. Five, probably not going to work. Four, probably not going to work. I would do like two or three.
Yeah.
Max.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And focus on getting rest, feeling good, not burning yourself out, not injuring yourself, and then eating decently well.
Yeah.
Not even perfect, just like decently well.
Just literally like the smallest changes to your diet, like can make all the difference over time, genuinely. So,
yeah
you don't, and depriving yourself of food that you love. And I feel like that's something I'm so grateful that you, obviously you do all the cooking, but like you've just taught me in general that we don't have to give up all this tasty food and our favorite foods to be healthy and to reach our goals. Like we still eat spaghetti, and you don't really like pasta as much, but we still eat spaghetti, we eat tacos and tortillas, and you know, just the carbs that I feel like so many people in the diet industry try to like to sell whatever.
For sure. And a lot of times it's just portion sizes.
Yeah. Which America is obviously just known for. People are like, gigantic ones.
Yeah, people in Italy, they eat pasta all the time, and you know, they're still skinny, and it's like
a much smaller portion of pasta.
Yeah, they didn't just eat 3 pounds of pasta.
And people there walk a lot too.
I mean, you know what I mean? I don't know, someone understands that better than we do. But yeah, portion sizes a lot of time. You don't have to cut out the foods that you love. You just can't eat a mountain of the food that you love. You don't have to cut out ice cream. I mean, even though I've kind of cut out ice cream.
Yeah.
Just sad.
That is sad.
I love ice cream.
You're daydreaming about it right now. Some Jenny's. This episode's doing the opposite of what.
Oh, I thought you were going to say this episode was brought to you by Jenny's.
That would have been way funnier.
It would have been way funnier.
My timing's off. I would be so funny if my timing wasn't off.
That's okay. Nitrogen ice cream is what I'm craving.
Oh
right
my
now,
gosh.
Though.
Yes. Sub Zero.
Or
at the chain. But
Blank Slate Creamery.
Oh, yeah.
If you're listening,
sponsor.
For the love of God, bring back those chocolate cookie sandwiches with the cherry ice cream. I was. One of the best things I've ever eaten in my life.
That was a good portion
size, like,
too.
It was super small,
yeah.
But it was like freaking like 10 or 12 bucks.
Mm-hmm.
I would pay 50. I would pay 50. It's incredible.
Yeah. I am a sweet treat girly after definitely dinner, but sometimes lunch too. I always need just a little sweet treat.
What time does that place that has nitrogen ice cream in East Lansing close?
I have no idea.
We should go after this.
If you weren't late, we could have made it. I'm just kidding.
Alex, you want to go get ice cream after this?
Okay, well. Oh, and then you kind of brushed on it, but my last one.
Carly would be jealous.
That I said. That I said the other two are my last one, but skipping rest days. I think when you are like first into any exercise, actually, but I'm just obviously we lift, so that's kind of like where my mind is, but taking no rest is so. What's the word? What's the opposite of like beneficial?
Detrimental?
Yeah, detrimental to your progress because your body needs that time to rest and rebuild the muscles that you're breaking down because you want them to rebuild bigger. So you have to rest. And I think people, when you're in the thick of it, are
just like, just push through.
Yeah, like no days off. It's like, no, you need days off.
It's a marathon, not a sprint. And it's
your whole life.
It has to be lifelong.
Right.
It has to be lifelong.
I mean, as, like we talked about in the second episode, but just as we age and like you said, the mobility kind of aspect for you and like playing sports, because that's like that's a fun way to exercise. It's like playing sports. Like we were talking about
pickleball till I die.
Yeah. Which we haven't played at all. I want to play pickleball and I want to,
we have
our kickball league
every week and I've never played.
We want to do a kickball league.
Yeah. We could do a lot of leagues out of there.
Which would be so fun. I mean, adult. I don't want to.
What?
I can play with the kids, I guess, but
no, I mean adult too.
Oh, okay.
There's someone who runs those leagues. What are those leagues?
You figure that out.
I don't know.
Mr. Businessman.
Gmo knows. I'll ask Gmo.
Okay, last thing I want to touch on was kind of goes with like the excuses thing, but if you your eyes are everywhere but me right now, what is going on?
I don't know. I'm just thinking about the South Side Atlanta.
Oh my god. Okay. Well, my last thing I was going to say, which kind of comes down to like the excuses and I don't know, discipline aspect, is making time for exercise. Because we all have at least 30 minutes in a day that we could do some form, whether that's even just stretching or like a yoga or like a Pilates you watch online at home. You know what I mean?
It's also why you need it's why you need a plan.
Yes.
It's why you need a plan. If you don't work with a trainer, fine.
Yeah.
But you need a plan. You need some type of structure. You need something to look at. You need to be able
track
to see
everything.
It and know what's coming too.
Yes.
That's the first thing I do when I wake up in the morning on a workout day.
Mm-hmm.
I literally wake up, check my emails for work, which is unhealthy, but I'll deal with that someday. And then I look at my workout plan for the day.
Yeah.
And just see what I have, what I'm going to do. I run through it mentally. It makes a big difference.
Yeah, it really does.
And if I just wish like trainers and stuff were more accessible, which is why we've created programs like this for kids, but even for adults. Like adults need accountability. They need community from it. And a lot of times they just can't afford it. We need to do a better job as a society.
Yeah. CC Fit, $10 a month.
Yeah.
And this is the perfect time to plug it because I just uploaded my summer shredding program today. So 6 weeks of workouts. We're focusing on fat loss for this one and progressive overload. So challenging ourselves with weights. Obviously, start where you're comfortable. But
what workouts are the fat loss ones?
I'm saying the guide is tailored towards fat loss. So there's just more cardio within it where I wouldn't usually do cardio on like leg days. But again, yes,
you lose it more fat with cardio.
It can help speed things up. But it all depends on your diet. So this is all just supplemental to you eating properly, 100%.
Yeah.
So check the macro calculator if you're interested in that aspect. But yeah, this guide is a great supplement to losing fat if you're eating properly and doing all of that. So
it's beautiful.
That is all I have.
Yeah, I wish Carly and Maria were here.
I know.
Sorry that you guys had to deal with me.
I appreciate you coming. This was fun. Thank you.
So happy to. You want to go get ice cream?
Yeah, I do.
Perfect.
All right. Bye, guys. We will see you next week with the girls. Ta-ta. Say bye.
Bye.